Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is July 12, 1956, and the title is Handsome Bandit. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Handsome Bandit. In the early 1870s, a bandit named Dirk Graham rode the trails of the great Southwest. Dirk Graham was a striking figure of a man, possessed of great charm and courtesy on the exterior, but underneath all this, he was vicious and cruel. With him rode one Squint Doan, as wizened and ugly as Graham was handsome. As our story opens, this oddly assorted pair rides toward a general store in the small crossroads town of Jackson.
I'd sure like to know whose camp that was, Dirk.
What camp?
You know, the one we passed back there by the willows. I pointed it out to you.
What's the difference whose it is?
Nothing, only some of that gear I saw looked as if it might belong to the Cisco Kid.
And who's the Cisco Kid, Squint?
I keep forgetting you ain't been out here in the Southwest very long. Cisco Kid's one of the hardest riding, hardest shooting.
Save it for another time. I'm not interested.
Yeah, but if that was Cisco and we're planning to rob this here store...
I said save it, didn't I? I'm not worried about any Cisco Kid or anybody else. Leave our horses here in the shade at the side of the building. Do you know these people in here, Squint?
I know who they are. Old man Hamlin and his daughter, Nora.
Do they know you?
I used to live around here a long time ago, but I left before they bought out the store.
Maybe they know of you.
Maybe.
Come on. Go in and look the place over. Remember, no rough stuff.
Oh, you ain't got no worry.
I'll do the talking.
Go right ahead. Hey, Dirk, look. Say, hey, ain't she beautiful, though?
Stop your gawking.
Good morning.
Good morning. I must say, I didn't expect to find anyone as lovely as you in this town.
Well, thank you.
Are you the proprietor of this store?
No, I'm not. I just wait on the people who come in here. My father's out back at the store. I'll call him.
Oh, she's the most beautiful-looking girl I ever saw, Dirk.
Shut up, will you?
Dad, two gentlemen in here to see you.
All right, I'll be right there. What can I do for you? I'm Dan Hamlin.
My name's Graham. And this is my partner, Mr. Doan.
Doan? Doan. Squint Doan?
Yeah, that's what they call me.
I've heard of you, Doan. You used to live close by this town.
That's right.
As I was saying, Hamlin, Mr. Doan and I might be interested in buying your store. So if you'd care to show us your stock and equipment...
The store ain't for sale.
Now, Dad, you can at least be polite.
I am. I'm just stating the fact.
We might pay you a good price, Hamlin.
It ain't for sale at any price. Now, if you two want to buy some things, I'll wait on you. If you don't...
Then get out, huh?
Dad!
I've heard plenty about this Squint Doan. And the less I have to do with him or his friends, the better satisfied I am.
So that's it. All right, Squint, let's go. Good day to you, ma'am. We may see you again.
Goodbye. I hope so, Mr. Graham. Dad, I'm just plain ashamed of you.
Can't help it if you are, Nora. Them two's a couple of bad eggs.
That Mr. Graham was just as nice as he could be. Polite and gracious and...
Yes, yes, I know. And good-looking, too. But don't forget this. Birds of a feather flock together. And that Squint Doan's got the name of being one of the worst rapscallions ever to live in this part of the country.
But that Mr. Graham was...
is likely just as bad. They didn't come in here to check us or to buy this store. Oh, no. The chances are they came in just to check the money box. And I'm going to check my guns right now.
Now let Ponder think, Cisco. He needs the bacon, he needs the flour, he needs frijoles.
Si, Pancho, we also need ammunition.
Si, si, ammunition. Pancho almost forget that.
But you do not forget the food we need, do you, amigo?
Pancho never forget the food, Cisco.
I believe you, Pancho.
And there's the store. You know who the two hombres were? Just come out of the store, Cisco.
Never saw them before. Let us wait for them to ride their horses out of that shady spot. Then we will leave our horses there.
What do you two want?
We want to leave our horses in that shade as soon as you two leave.
Suppose we're not leaving.
Then we will leave our horses another place.
You better take it easy, Kurt. That's a Cisco kid.
Oh, is that so? You don't look like so much Cisco. Get down off that horse so I can take a look at you.
I would advise you to move to one side, hombre.
Diablo knocked you over. Do not get out of the way.
Listen, Cisco. People do what I tell them to do.
That must be very nice. But I'm not going to. Into him, Diablo.
Hey, why thundering?
Next time you get out of the way, no?
I'll fix you for that, Cisco.
Hey, Dirk, cut it out.
We'll fix him,
Cisco. Come on with me. Come on.
I'll see you later, Cisco.
Anytime you please, hombre.
Get
up. He very mad, Cisco.
He started the trouble. Yeah. Let us go into the store, Pancho.
Bacon, flour, tacos, frijoles. Ammunition.
Buenos dias, Senorita Nora.
Buenos dias, Senorita Nora.
Hello, Cisco. Pancho.
Well, look who's here. Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
Howdy, Senor Dan.
Buenos dias, Senor.
I thought you two would be getting back to Jackson soon.
You are looking very well, Senor Dan, and so are you, Senorita. A very beautiful daughter you have, Senor.
Yeah, she's all right, Cisco. Right now, she's kind of mad at me for telling her that a mighty handsome fella she just saw might not be all wool in a yard white.
You cannot always tell, Senorita.
I don't care, Cisco. Mr. Graham was very nice.
Graham?
We just meet the handsome hombre outside, but he's not nice.
Yeah, there was two of them. They come in here, and Graham said they was thinking of buying the store. Wanted to look around.
Oh, is that what they wanted, Senor?
Yeah. And I got the impression that Nora wanted to give the store to the good-looking one.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Dad, stop it.
Now this ain't either match or more.
Yeah, she'll get over it.
Is the sheriff in town, Senor Dan?
No, he's up north on a hunting trip. Why?
That business of looking over his store on pretense of buying it is part of the stock in trade of a number of outlaws, Senor Dan.
Well, I had the same thought, Cisco.
Do you know if those two hombres have a gang?
No, I don't know.
Maybe we better hang around this store a little while, Cisco, no?
It's a good idea, Pancho. We will do that after Senor Dan gets our order ready.
Somebody tell Pancho trouble's not far away. Oh, well, big flower, frijoles.
You sure you rounded up all the boys, Squint?
I sure did. I told him we was going to hold up that store later on today or this evening. They're all ready to ride whenever you say the word.
Good.
But, Dirk, I sure think it's a waste of time for you to hire this buckboard. I don't believe Miss Nora will go driving with you.
And I'm certain she will, Squint. Pardon the seeming lack of modesty if I say I have a way with the women. And I frequently use that way to get information from them.
What information do you expect to get from Miss Nora?
How much money her father has, more to the point, where he keeps it.
You'd be mighty sure you treat Miss Nora like a lady.
I intend to, of course, but... Oh, I see. You're jealous, Squint.
No, I ain't jealous, but... Hey, wait a minute. Here's that Cisco kid and his partner sitting out front of the store.
What of it? I have nothing to do with them. Just yet. And there's Miss Nora just down the street.
Yeah, walking this way. Whoa.
Hoodie, who? Miss Nora.
Hello, Mr. Graham.
It's a very pleasant day. Perhaps you'd do me the honor of going for a drive with me.
Well, I would like to, but...
Then by all means, do as you'd like to do. Squint, help the lady into the seat.
Hey, yeah.
I really shouldn't, but It is a pleasant day.
See you later, Squint.
Yeah, but why can't I go too?
I said we'll see you later. Get up.
This is very kind of you, Mr. Graham. I was a little bit out of sorts, and this ride will be wonderful.
The pleasure is mine, Miss Nora. It was a lucky moment for me when I entered your father's store. And... you great Scott. Hold it, ho!
Ho, diablo, ho!
Ho, loco, ho, now, ho, loco, ho!
What do you two want?
Nothing, senor. We merely thought we might ride escort with you and the senorita.
Get going.
Now, Cisco.
We do not want your father to worry about you, senorita.
No, so a nice day to take the ride, no?
My thunder, this is too much. This time I'm going to drag you down off that horse.
No, 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 please don't fight.
The other hombre está despacio, senorita. She's going to start it.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I'm going home.
I'll show you.
You will not show Cisco why you lay flat on your back, hombre.
Get up on your feet.
You coyote.
I know you and your kind, hombre. In the future, stay away from that store. You understand?
I... yes. All right. Let me go.
Just remember what I say.
Get up.
He gives you the bad look, Cisco. And pass the things you all done with that, hombre.
Neither do I, amigo. But until evening, I do not look for any more trouble. Let us take our supplies to camp. We'll come back here later on.
We're getting pretty near to Cisco's camp, Dirk.
Yes, I know. Stop here for a moment.
Hold it. Oh.
What are we going to do, boys?
Shut up and I'll tell you. What we're going to do is mighty simple. You boys will surround Cisco's camp. You'll keep Cisco and his partner tied down with rifle fire while Squint and I go and rob that store.
Yeah, but it ain't dark yet, Dirk.
What of it? I know what I'm doing. Cisco won't be expecting us this time of day.
Well, there's something to that.
All right. Open fire when I tell you to. Let's go.
Pancho like to eat like this, Cisco. Early.
Early and often, eh, Pancho?
More often than early.
It is necessary this time so we can get back to the store before dark.
Do you think those hombres robbed the store, Cisco?
I think they will try it, Chico. Uh-huh. What Senor Dan told me, they were...
Look, Pancho.
What?
Riders.
Huh? A number of them. Hmm? They're coming in along the south trail.
Some more over there on the west trail, too.
All right, boys, open fire!
Pancho! Pancho! Madre mia, why was I caught napping like this?
And Cisco himself is in grave danger of being shot down. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Handsome Bandit. Dirk Graham, the handsome bandit, and his henchman Squint Doan look over Hamlin's general store, planning to rob it later on. But Cisco and Pancho come along just then. A chance remark by old Dan Hamlin makes Cisco suspicious. He has a fight with Graham, much to the annoyance of Nora Hamlin, who is deeply impressed by Graham. Then, late that afternoon, Graham and Squint, with members of their gang, ride to Cisco's camp and open fire. Pancho goes down, and now...
Pancho like one more enchilada.
Pancho, open your eyes.
See, but what's going on here, Cisco?
Oh, I'm thankful you did not get killed, Chico. I thought for a moment... yeah, but never mind that. Let me look at that wound on the side of your head.
Look.
Huh? I wrap my neckerchief around it until there is time to give it better care.
Got them both, Turk. There ain't any
answer
with fire.
Pancho showed you, bandito. Pancho fired the gun and...
Pancho, that was just a waste of ammunition. I wanted those bandidos to think we were both dead. Then they would come close and we could turn the tables.
Pancho, sorry, but Pancho mad at those bandidos.
So you're still alive, Cisco.
Suppose you walk into this camp, hombre. There is one way for you to find out.
Wouldn't I look fine doing that? Especially where my men have you and your partner pinned down.
We ain't not stay here long, you.
You'll stay there until I get back. Because, Cisco, I want to have the pleasure of gunning you down myself.
You talk big, hombre. Go ahead and try to live up to your big words.
Yes, go ahead. Go and try to, no?
I'll be back. Don't worry. Come on, Squint, let's go. Watch him, boys!
Where those hombres go, Cisco?
Back to Senor Dan's store, probably. That means we must get out of here, Pancho, and get to that store.
Hey, Cisco, but how we get out of here? Our horses is way over there. Oh, Pancho, no. Whistle to the horses.
No.
We
cannot do that.
Can't do that.
Those bandidos would shoot our horses down at once. We must get over there somehow.
We run out, they shoot us down.
See, they would. There's no cover for us between here and where our horses are. But, Pancho, we must think of some way to get out of here and go to the aid of Senor Dan and the Senorita.
Now, we're starting out at just about the right time, Dirk. It'll be getting dark when we reach old man Hamlin's store.
That's the way I planned it to be.
Hey, you got brains, Dirk. There's no question about that, but... there's one thing.
What's that, Squint?
You say you're aiming a gun down old man Hamlin if he gets in your way.
You bet I am. I know there's money in that store.
Even if you didn't get Miss Nora to tell you, huh?
One thing I won't stand for, Squint, is to be laughed at. Understand?
I ain't laughing at you, Dirk. I'm just kind of grinning a little. That eye of yours with Cisco Slug, you sure is purple.
Look, you little shrimp.
Wait a minute, mister. I don't enjoy being called a shrimp, and I ain't taking it even from you. Savvy?
Why, you...
and while we're getting frank with each other, Graham, there won't be any gun whipping of Miss Nora. You got that? She won't be harmed in any way.
Nothing's going to interfere with our getting all the money there is in that store.
And we'll stop right here, Graham. Whoa. Come on, rein in your horse.
Whoa. Hey, put that gun back in the holster.
I said there won't be any gun whipping of Miss Nora, and that she ain't going to be harmed.
All right, Squint.
Old man Hamlin, yeah, if necessary, but not the girl. I just want to make sure there's no misunderstanding on your part, Graham.
Sure. I understand, Squint. Put away the gun.
All right. Now we can keep on going. Now we understand each other.
So you're interested in the girl. A lot of chance you'd have with her.
Get going, Graham.
I'll follow you.
And shoot me in the back, huh? Oh, no, you don't. I'm riding behind you. And the first sign of a double cross I see, I'm gunning you down without asking any questions. All right. Now get moving.
How do you feel now, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho, all right now, Cisco. Pancho just hungry, that's all.
Then you are all right, amigo.
There's only one thing. Pancho is Pancho up on the top of that bluff, Cisco. Then the bandidos not be shooting so much.
See, but we are not on that bluff, so that... Hey, wait, Chico.
Wait for
you
what?
You gave
what?
Me an idea.
I gave you an idea?
See, When you spoke, I looked up there, and I noticed that big rock sticking out of the face of the bluff.
Oh, see, Pancho see the rock, Cisco. Stick out the dirt up there.
Unless I miss my guess, that rock is just about ready to come loose and fall.
The rock come loose and fall, Cisco, it make a regular little landslide, no?
That is just what I am hoping. Now, Pancho, listen.
See?
I am going to shoot a bullet or two into the dirt that is holding that rock. The rock starts a small landslide. The bandidos are going to look up there.
See, and they look away from us.
Exactly.
And then we run?
Then we will run for our horses.
Mm-hmm.
It may work or it may not. In any case, do not start until I give the word.
You take the shot now, Cisco?
See. A long shot for a revolver. All we can do is hope. And now I will aim.
Did you hit the dirt, Cisco? Pancho, see the puff of dust?
But still nothing happens.
Hmm?
Well, perhaps a second bullet will do it.
Cisco! Huh? Cisco! Big rock move! The earth let go now!
See, you all right, Pancho. It's time to tear loose. There it goes!
Hey, look at that slide!
There now, their attention is drawn to the earth side. Let us go, Pancho, come on. Run for all you are worth, amigo.
Pancho, not the fast runner, Cisco. But this time, Pancho run for more than Pancho would.
Do not talk, save your breath.
They shoot at us some more.
Keep going, Pancho. I'll give them a shot or two to cover you as much as I can.
All right, now, Cisco. Pancho, be careful.
Bueno. All right. Now, let us get out of here as fast as we can. Up, jump.
it's after dark now, Nora. We might as well close the store for the day.
Whenever you say.
I don't believe anybody else will be in here. I've been kind of hoping Cisco'd come back, but I guess he decided not to.
Why do you want him to come back?
Well, because I like Cisco. Like Pancho, too. I enjoy talking to him. And listen to them talk.
As far as I'm concerned, the Cisco kid can stay away from here. Oh, you don't have to laugh about it either, Dad.
Kind of amused me the way Cisco punctured that big bag of wind, Graham.
If you think I'm going to stand here and listen to that kind of talk about Mr. Gray...
Nora, come back here. Now, let me tell you something, daughter. Cisco and I don't feel opposed to Graham just to be mean, you know. We got him sized up right. Cisco don't make mistakes in people. At least it'd be the first time if he did.
I don't care what you say. I like Mr. Graham. And if he asks me to go driving with him again, I'm going to do so. So there.
Now, Nora, I...
Stand where you are, both of you.
Well, bad pennies always return.
Shut up.
Oh.
Squint, get over there to the cash box and take the money. Oh, it's all right. You can walk in front of me.
I reckon it'll be all right.
You reckon wrong, shrimp.
Oh, no!
You're real tough, Graham. Gun-whipping your own men.
You're next, Hamlin. And after that, your daughter. I'm leaving no witnesses. Now, keep your hands up.
No, don't you dare hit him!
Come on, Pancho!
It's a Cisco kid!
Watch him, Cisco!
That is the last shot! You will take it, me, Omri, for some time to come!
Yeah. Dad, I'm gonna get sick of you, Cisco!
I agree with you, Pancho. You sure will. But I'm much obliged to you both. You got here just in time. Ain't that right, Nora?
Yes,
the senorita not happy.
She had to learn her lesson.
Si. It's too bad, but perhaps it is best that way. Who knocked out this other hombre, senor?
You knock him out, senor Dan?
No, Graham did.
Graham, his partner?
That's right. Gun whipped him right down. I don't know what the idea was, unless... Squint Doan didn't want no killing, and Graham did.
We will find out when they both come to. Or perhaps I should say, we will let the law find out.
I'm sorry, Cisco. I really am terribly sorry.
We all make mistakes, senorita, when it comes to sizing up people.
Just a little while ago, my father said you didn't make any mistakes in sizing up people.
Your father is kind to say that, but he is somewhat wrong. However, we are talking about you, senorita. Next time, I hope you will not fall in love quite so quickly with these handsome bandidos.
I won't, Cisco. And I promise I won't. I promise I'll wait until you say it's all right.
Now, there again, I am flattered.
And in order to find out, you and Pancho are going to have to ride over this way frequently.
It looks that way, senorita. Very well, we will do that. So, until you see us again, senorita. Hasta la vista.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
The sheriff get back from the hunting trip and arrest those bandidos.
Si. They will bother no one again for a long, long time.
We find out that Squint Bandido, he liked the senorita very well.
Si. And he made the mistake of letting Graham know about it. That was why Graham gun-whipped him.
Find out all sorts of things about people, Cisco, no?
Indeed we do, amigo.
Indeed we do.
For example, when we were invited to the Hamlins for that big dinner, I found out something about you.
You find out something about me?
Si.
Something new about me?
Si, Pancho, something new.
What was that?
A loss of appetite.
Loss of appetite?
Si.
No, Cisco. Pancho didn't have that. Not ever have that.
But when Senorita Nora offered you a third piece of cake, you refused it.
Si, Cisco, but Pancho not suffered then from no appetite.
No?
What Pancho suffered from then was... too much politeness.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up, Diablo.
Loco, loco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.